Coach Brian Ebke leans on the throttle, tugs at his Princeton rowing cap, and pushes his women's crew team hard. In a few days, they'll hit the water in Boston to row against the best teams in the world.
This is where we sit up and really take it to everybody else, right here.
15 years ago, this river in downtown Oklahoma City was filled with dirt and weeds. Today, it's a U.S. Olympic training site that bustles with rowers. Oklahoma City's Boathouse District is the cornerstone of a revitalized urban core that's dotted with oil company skyscrapers, modern lofts, and a thriving nightlife. So how did citizens in the capital city of one of the reddest states in the country fill this river with water? They raised taxes. Two economic visions are at work here. A few miles down the road, you'll find the Capitol building. The exterior is crumbling, and state lawmakers have failed to pass a bond proposal for repairs. At the local level, business leaders and policymakers have supported tax hikes for quality of life projects, but Republicans who control the state government will do almost anything to cut spending.
People across the country are noticing, and Oklahoma, I believe, stands in testament to the fact that low taxes, limited government, fiscal discipline is a recipe for job creation.
In last year's State of the State address, Republican Governor Mary Fallon explained the framework for economic policy at the state level, cut and trim. But at the local level, Oklahoma is seeing a lot of success fueled by taxing and spending. In 1993, Oklahoma City voters approved a temporary 1 cent sales tax hike for the first Metropolitan Area Projects program. The MAPS program helped lift the city out of a dire 1980s recession.
What we do know is that we weren't going anywhere.
That's Oklahoma City's Republican mayor, Mick Cornett. He's overseen most of the city's sales tax initiatives.
And we were losing a generation of leadership. Young people who couldn't get good jobs were going off to other cities.
Oklahoma City voters have renewed sales tax increases 3 more times for school improvements, more public work spending, and to upgrade the city's arena complex to lure an NBA team away from Seattle.
2012 champions, Oklahoma City Thunder!
So how do you explain the disconnect? Oklahoma City Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Roy Williams says fiscally conservative citizens are fine with increasing taxing and spending if they know who's holding the purse strings.
In our MAPS programs and bond issues, you know exactly where that money is going. It's not going into a general budget. It's going for very specific projects.
What MAPS did more than anything was remind us that we don't exist in a vacuum.
G.T. Bynum is the District 9 City Councilman in Tulsa. On November 6th, Tulsa County voters will weigh in on whether economic development and community-level quality of life projects are worth continued increased taxes.
There is competition out there for job recruitment and for citizenry and for quality of life.
Coach Ebke is from California, and without the tax increases, Ebke says he probably wouldn't have a job. Without the MAPS tax hike, his rowers might not have a river. Picking up his megaphone, he reminds his team of what's at stake when the gun goes off at the most competitive rowing event in the world.
Let's be a little more aggressive, Madison!
Last year, Oklahoma City's junior varsity crew team came in 20th, but last weekend they beat teams from a lot bigger cities and finished 4th. Perhaps even people in a red state like Oklahoma don't mind taxing and spending if it means winning. For State Impact Oklahoma, I'm Joe Wirtz.